A group of top law enforcement officials gathered in Washington to take on the increasing problem of the drug heroin. The U.S.'s highest-ranking attorney in the nation, Attorney General Eric Holder, spoke about the invasive problem of heroin culture at the Police Executive Research Forum, a national summit on illegal drugs in Washington, D.C.
So I think if we shine light on the problem, we can have a really significant impact on, on making sure that it doesn't get any worse than it is, and then ultimately starting to reduce the nature of the problem and the number of people who are involved in it.
Heroin and other opiate addictions are now claiming more lives in many U.S. neighborhoods than violent crime and car crashes. In New York City, out of 730 drug overdose fatalities in 2012, half of those were related to heroin and prescription opiates, nearly double the number of homicides. The drug heroin gained a resurgence over the past several years after dying down in popularity in the 1960s. Law enforcement officials say renewed interest in the drug caught them by surprise. And now heroin is rated as the second highest greatest risk drug after methamphetamine. Holder says the heroin drug problem in the U.S. is a national issue that needs urgent attention.
We still have to focus on the, inappropriate use of prescription drugs and pill mills and all those things, and the connection between that problem and the heroin problem. But standing by itself, the heroin problem is one that is worthy of all of our attention.
Experts say nationwide arrests and suppression of prescription painkiller abuses such as OxyContin have led to a sharp increase in the use of heroin. The drug is traveling into the U.S. from Mexico and Colombia and is becoming cheaper and more potent than previously preferred drugs. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.